If you open your Bibles with me tonight, and we'll continue. This is the last lesson on the power of His Word. And again, I remind you, next week we're going to have a cookout next Wednesday night. You preaching? Next Wednesday night we're having a cookout. Amen. And then we'll start a new series the following Wednesday. But tonight we're looking at 2 Samuel chapter 7. Nathan's just brought a prophecy to David that David's not going to build the house of the Lord, that his son's going to do it. And we're going to see David's prayer here in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and begin to read with verse number 18. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto?" And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, and there is none like thee. Neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And tonight we're going to be looking at, you know, in John 1:1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." And first thing we're going to look at tonight is the Word is great. Great. We sing, "How great is our God." So first, the Word is great. The Word is great, and the Word is majestic, not magical. But majestic, majesty, we worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. I should not sing, right? Yes, I do. But you know what? I sing better than you do. Just kidding. No, just teasing. Amen. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. But His grace, majestic. Look at Psalms 104. The psalmist says this: "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great, and thou art clothed with honor and majesty." It speaks of the kingdom dress. He's royal, okay? He's majestic. One of the things that His word is great, it's majestic, but it's also magnificent. Amen? Magnificent. In Psalms 135, I apologize. I don't think I sing any better than you. I've really never heard you sing. I don't know where that came from. So forgive me, please. Forgive me, please. Well, there's one of the things as you get older, your hearing dulls, so your voice really sounds better. Are we good? Do I have to behave myself? The psalmist writes in Psalms 135, verse number 5, "For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and earth and the seas and all the deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. So we find that his word is great. His word is majestic. His word is magnificent. I think it's magnificent. I see God do so many things according to his word. And his word is also mighty. Mighty. In Malachi chapter 1, the word of God says in verse number 11, "For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts." So we have a great, we serve a great God. His word is great. His word is majestic. His word is magnificent. His word is mighty. I love it where that the Lord is mighty to save. Amen. That it was the mighty word of God that saved you and I. Amen. So first we find in our that the word is great. Secondly, the word is, his word is greatest. I have greatest. His word is greatest in mercy. In mercy. In 1 Kings chapter 8, we now have Solomon, David's son. He's dedicating the house. It's a prayer of dedication of the word that was prophesied from Prophet Nathan. And verse 22, it says, "And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forward his hands towards heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, thou and thou it with thine hand, as it is this day." Amen. So one of the things he says there is his word is greatest. Amen. Greatest in mercy. I think it's important for me. I love it where the Chronicles, the chronicler, and 1 Chronicles 17:20. And that's why it's so important for you to journal things in your life that God has done for you. That's sort of what the chronicler was doing. He was making a recap of the things that God had done. And it's important for us to journal. We have a tendency to journal things, but not the right things. So we need to journal our turn our journals into the positive side instead of the negative side. Sometimes we have a tendency to look at the everything that went wrong instead of everything that went right. You know, in the midst of the things that were going wrong, there was things that were going right. I don't know about you, but we have a tendency to forget the good things that happened, and we have a tendency to remember the bad. Why do you think that is? We're humanoids, right? Amen. So he's speaking about in memory in 1 Chronicles chapter 17. The chronicler's writing about the prayer of David that we looked at in 2 Samuel. In verse 16, he says, "David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thy eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and has regarded me according to the state of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What could David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thy own heart, hast thou done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Amen. You know, it's just like we serve a great God, and he's the greatest in every situation and every circumstance. And I think it's very important for us to journal what the Lord has done so that we can focus on and give thanks. It's one thing. I think it's nice when you're journaling, when you're praying and you're asking God for something, to write your prayer down, but don't forget to write it when he answered you. Did you find her? Sign is my girl. So we find it's in mercy and memory. Amen. How many in here forgets things? Come on, let's be real. You forget stuff. Amen. Once in a while. A little late most of the time. I forgot to do that. You know? Amen. So that's why it's so important for us to not only to read and hear and speak, but to write down and journal the things that God's doing. Amen. Because it truly matters. Amen. And in Psalms 89, verse number 5, this is God's covenant again with David. And the heavens shall, verse number 5, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? And who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared or reverenced in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all of them that are about him. Amen? Amen? So he says us first, hey, we serve a great God. His word is great. Amen. It's majestic. It's magnificent. It's mighty. His word is the greatest in mercy. It's important for us to get it into our memory because it truly matters. Amen. Are you with me? Did I lose anybody? We're all in the same boat. Amen. So his word is great. His word is greatest, but also his word is greatest, okay? His word is greater. Isaiah chapter 43, the acceptance of it. Isaiah 43, verse 10, the prophet Isaiah says this. He said, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Sometimes we talk about him, the greater one. The acceptance is the first one. The acceptance. Why do I have the acceptance? I've got to accept him at his word. I've got to receive him at his word. Amen. I have to recognize and receive and understand that he is greater than anyone. And if I don't see him as the greatest and the only one God, to make a statement that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world is worthless if I don't believe he's the greater one. Amen? Amen? So he says to the acceptance. Secondly, it's an active, the activity or the active I have here. In Isaiah 44:6, I've got to actively believe. I've got to accept his word. I've got to actively believe it's true. Amen? You know, I constantly have to read. I study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Jesus says, as we know the truth is what makes us free. And as we're in this study, God wants you to understand that his word is great. It's greater than anything else. He is the greatest, and he is greater. There's no other God beside him. And there's many religions that have other gods, and they're false gods. There's only one God. Amen? So in Isaiah 44:6, the word of God says this. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. No. So there's only one God. There's a lot of little G's, but we serve the big G. Amen? So we find the authority when we accept his word and we have it active in our lives. We have the authority. Amen? And 1 John chapter 5, verse number 9. The beloved John said this. He said, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which ye have testified of his Son. Amen? So we find that his word is great. His word is the greatest. His word is greater. His word is greater, or he is greater than any other. And his word is greatly. And I have, you know, basically is greatly to be praised. Amen? And Psalms 48. Verse number 1. Says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountains of his holiness. Amen? So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He's saying the word of God is great, for he and his word are the greatest in every situation. Knowing that he is greater than all others, and he is greatly to be praised. Sounds pretty great to me. Does that sound great to you? Why do you think the Lord's saying this to you tonight? Because in our workplaces, in our daily routines, the adversary is trying to magnify himself and make himself look greater than the one we serve. Amen? So what we're saying, what God is saying, when we exalt him and magnify him, he becomes greater in our sight. You know, if I don't magnify him, He's like a small God. Amen? Amen. If you take a magnifying glass, like older folks have to use to see. I'm glad I'm not older yet. I just look older, okay?
That's not a good attitude.
I've got an attitude of gratitude. What do you mean?
For age.
No, I said for old. Old's over 100. Have you got there yet? Then you're not old.
And if the older you get, the older old gets.
Right. Again. Okay. Well, if you get older, you stop having. You get older because you stop having fun. So have fun, and you won't get old. Amen. Praise God. Any questions?